All right, gentlemen, today's episode is about to elevate something that's done countless times every morning or every other morning, depending on who you are, and that is shaving. We're doing that. It's an experience that you don't ever forget because you do it to yourself. We're diving into a world where tradition meets innovation, all thanks to our guest, the guru of grooming, Douglas Smythe. Forget sensitive skin and average aftershaves. Douglas is here to revolutionize your morning ritual, so strap in. Because we're about to turn your everyday shave into a transformative journey of art and science. I love it. And here we go. Douglas, we are back. We are talking to whoever is listening, and I hope they are going like, oh, what is going on here? So how are you doing today?
It's good to be here.
Good. So we got to start this. I just started redoing this every time we do the show now. Who do you want to do a shout out to?
My spirit animal, David Lee Roth.
David's okay. So I'm going with Van Halen. You're a David Lee Roth old school.
That's Van Halen.
It is, right?
Although I look more like Sammy Hagar these days, but David Lee Roth is, I think he wanted to be David Lee Roth too.
Yeah, exactly. I can't drive 55. So
yeah, right.
I don't know any other songs that he did, but I know that one.
No one does.
No one does. And I don't even know the Van Halen songs he did. I'm going to think of it. Anyway, that's the way it goes.
That says a lot.
Oh man. So we are going to talk about shaving today. And you know, I watched some of your YouTube videos, especially your intro video about wet shaving and, you know, the lathering and stuff. Let's just go from the basic to assume none of us know anything about shaving. And apparently I didn't. And now we're going to learn today. So one, what is wet shaving?
Okay. Yeah. That's a horrible term that they came up with in the last 25 years, probably, to differentiate between traditional shaving, which is what we're talking about, compared to modern shaving. They call traditional shaving wet shaving. And I think that has more to do with the fact that you're using a traditional soap puck and a shave brush to build lather. So you're using water to do that. And that's where I think that the terminology is coming from when in regards to wet shaving. But it is often confusing for folks when I ask people like, hey, do you wet shave? Everyone thinks they wet shave, you know, when you put it like that. So I like to say traditional shaving more than anything, but you know.
Thank you for clearing that up. So that gel stuff that you put in your hand and it goes from pea size up to like, you know, mammoth. I don't know how to do it, but yeah, that's not wet shaving.
No, that's not wet shaving at all.
What is that?
Good question. That's chemicals that have no business being on your face. There's more chemicals in there that have to do with the propulsion, getting it out of that can, than having to do with a good shave. So think about that. Chew on that for a little bit.
you are totally going to like make me scared of shaving, and I'm going to have to go out and buy the single edge razor. Now, here's the thing I want to know. They market the double edge razors and like the 5 blades and the 4 blades and the 2 blades, like they're safer. And so like I have never used a single edge because you have to like put it in that little tray thing and then put it on your face. And I think I'm going to cut my throat every time I put it in.
Know, it's funny because like the razor you're describing, the single blade, is actually called a safety razor for a reason. It's a lot safer than using a cutthroat or a straight razor, which people were using long before. Now, when it comes to multi-blade cartridges, which you described, those aren't actually safer. Those actually do more harm than good. They were never really about like using the goo in a can. It was never really about a better shave. It was more about patents. And by the late or the early 70s, Gillette was running out of its patents for double-edged blades. So you had all this competition coming into the market over the last few years. So they needed to create something new and fast. And they did. They came up with the multi-blade cartridge razor. Them and Wilkinson Sword, another brand out there, around the same time. And they went from a multi-million company, dollar company to a multi-billion dollar company overnight, if that tells you anything. So that's what it was really all about. I call it the cartridge conspiracy because it truly is. It never had anything to do with a better shave. In fact, if you look at it close, you know, the first blade picks up the hair. The second blade cuts the hair, you know, and the third picks up even more. The fourth cuts even closer to the skin. It just keeps cutting and cutting so close to the skin that it's giving you ingrown hairs. It's causing you problems. It's causing you ingrown hairs, razor burn, so on and so forth. All these problems that we never even talked about before 1971. They didn't exist with a safety razor or the straight razor. If you look at old photos of jazz musicians from the 1930s, 40s, 50s, you won't see any bumps on them at all or anything like that. That comes with cartridge razors.
Well, okay. So if I want to go out and then buy a razor, you sell these. You have these on your site and stuff. But what is it that you're looking for when you want to buy a, is it a, you said double-edged razor?
Yeah, double-edged.
Because it's got an edge on both sides, right?
Yes. As you can see the top right there. Yeah, it's just a single blade. All you ever want on your face is a single blade, because every time you drag one blade across your face, you're taking off a layer of skin. Mm-hmm. So the more blades on that razor, the more skin you're taking off. And that's where the problems come from. And you often have guys trying to chase a baby butt smooth shave too. So again, the more blades you're doing that with, the closer and closer you're getting, you know, down the skin. And that's it's no good for you. You're doing yourself a disservice in that regard. What you want is a good old fashioned safety razor. Double edged blades are available once again. See, this is the thing too. They took them off the market for a while. They're very hard to find. So we were all forced to use cartridge razors for the last 50 years. Uh-huh. Thanks to the internet. That's what started this craze or this of these old traditional ways of shaving, because suddenly this stuff was available again. Because while the United States and parts of Europe stopped using double-edged blades, the rest of the world kept using them. So in fact, there's no company in the United States making double-edged safety blades still to this day.
Not even the Wilkinson razors or
not even, no, those aren't made in the, no, even Gillette, you can get Gillette double-edged blades, but they're made in Asia or they're made in Russia or they're made in, you know, they're still making in other parts of the world, but not in the United States yet. When that finally returns to this country, then we've arrived, but we're still waiting for that. So yeah, you want to get a double-edged razor. They call double-edged or a safety razor. There's butterfly action, which has like a little handle, a knob on the handle you turn and the silo doors up on the top.
Yeah, hold that up. I want to show that to people. I want to just.
Well, this one isn't a butterfly. This is a three piece, which I prefer actually. So you would unscrew the handle.
Uh huh.
I see. I think this is the best. I think you have more control over a three piece, and you can get a closer shave with it without hurting yourself. And then the top comes off. You drop the blade in the top right there. You put.
Oops. I got you.
Yeah, right. No soap involved there. Just naturally butterfingered. Anyway, so drop that on there, and then you screw the handle on. And there you go. And the blade's in there. And again, it's a safety razor. So all these are guards right here. It looks kind of aggressive. It's not. It's actually a kitten.
But, now, even with the teeth like that, because I know when you go like get a haircut, they put on those different guards so it doesn't go down too far.
Yes.
Is that what that is?
That's exactly what it is. These are open combs, open comb guards. This allows for more water and soap to come in and coat the skin before the blade hits your skin. So it's actually, it's when you see an open comb, it's actually a better design than a straight bar. If you know, especially if you have a few days worth of growth as well, you want to go for the open comb. That's traditionally why the open comb was used, because back in the day, guys were working on the farm and everything else, and they couldn't get to the barber all the time. So they had a few more than a few days worth of growth. So the open comb really was the way to go.
Gotcha. So if you want to keep like a little stubble, like that George Clooney stubble that all the, everyone likes, you know,
Honestly,
how's that?
The designer stubble. You would just do one pass, because that's another thing with a safety razor. It's not like, see, they never teach you this with a cartridge razor.
No.
Cartridge razor, you just see the commercial where the guy's like dragging the blade across his face and it's like silky smooth.
Right.
That's really not how you shave at all. You would lather up once with the brush and soap and do your first pass. And then when you're done with that, rinse off, then lather up again and do your second pass, maybe the opposite way. Mm-hmm. And then so on and so forth. Then a third pass, and then against the grain. So there's multiple passes you would take where you don't traditionally do that with a cartridge razor, because a blade will not take off all the hair like you see in the commercials in one pass.
Huh.
With every pass, it takes off more and more. So is that I'd say the best amount of passes to do really is, it's, you know, it depends on your hair, hair quality and thickness, but, and everyone's different, but generally speaking, probably three passes. I do four myself, but three passes before you're shaving too close to the skin.
Okay. So when you do a pass, like it's one, because usually you'll go like one, get it off, and it's all gone immediately with the double.
Yeah, with all those blades. Yeah, exactly.
But that didn't happen with the ones you're talking about.
No. And you want it that way. You can control the shave better with more passes.
Okay. Now, do you go with the grain of the hair against it or sideways, or how do you go with the...
All the above. Start off with the grain because, you know, the thing about lather, a lot of people don't realize is the whole reason why lather is used, not because it's soap and it's slick, but it's because it holds water and your hairs, your whiskers suck up that water and it makes them softer and fatter, easier targets for the blade. So that's why you want the lather there and why you want to keep applying it. So you would save the against the grain pass for your last pass.
Okay.
Whatever that may be for you. It could be your second pass could be against the grain. Your third pass, your fourth pass could be against the grain, but it's not a bad direction to go as many barbers and other people would have you think. But that idea, that whole concept is born out of cartridge razors. With cartridge razors, you don't ever want to do against the grain passes. That's where you run into some serious trouble. But with a safety razor, yeah, you can definitely do it against the grain.
You know, it's what's so interesting is you like call the one that I keep think of as the lethal razor, the single blade, as the safety razor. And the other cartridge razors I always thought were safer than the single.
Yeah, no, that's what they want you to think, but it's not the case.
Really? All right. Well,
no, but it hurts your skin. I mean, you're really doing every time you use a cartridge, you're doing more and more damage. Whenever I speak anywhere, I always ask, you know, the room, how many here hate shaving? How many here get irritation? And 9 out of 10 hands always go up. How is this? How are we always, all of us hating it? How is it hurting all of us? It's because it hurts all of us. Cartridge razors are doing damage to your skin. You're inadvertently hurting yourself when you use them.
I can't even imagine. I'm like learning, like I've got to go get, I'm going to try this. I really am going to, and not only am I going to try it, I'm going to try yours.
Yeah, I recommend that.
yes, I understand. So for people who are just going to run out and go to the store and get stuff, like what is it that you're looking for in a safety, the razor and handle? I love heavy handles, by the way. I think they're cool.
Good. Yeah. Because that's what it's all about. I mean, like these things, I mean, they're built to last too. These, you can pass this down from generation to generation. It's not, you know, one size fits all cartridge razor that ends up in the landfill at the end of the week or the month or, you know, 2 months from now. So yeah, it'll last forever. So it's a more eco-friendly choice as well. But I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought for a second. What do you look for? Well, that's a good question as well, because as I mentioned, it's not one size fits all. That means that this razor works well for me, works great for me. It may not work for you. And so we often think that a razor is a razor, but it's not when you get down to it all. There's also hundreds of different blade brands too, and they all shave differently. All the edges are different. So it's really, you need to take a month or two to try out as much as you can, as many blades as possible, and a few different razors if you can, different soaps and different brushes, and customize the shave for your unique face. You couldn't do this before with cartridge razors. You just get that one can of goo and that one cartridge razor, and that's it. That's what you're working with. But this is, and so that's what makes this a better shave as well. I mean, you can really find what works best for your unique face. You couldn't do that with a cartridge razor.
This is like so interesting to me because, like, sometimes, you know, you're in a hurry. It's like, wow, where's the can? I don't know. Just soap it up and then shave. What I found is that the gel or the shave or whatever shaving lotion cream you're going to use, for at least for the cartridges, I shave with it mostly because it gets all the junk out between the two cartridges. You can just rinse it out. But if you don't do that, you're kind of screwed because it's in there.
Yeah, it gunks up the blades. It really gets trapped in there. Whereas this, you don't have that problem.
No.
The gap is wide enough. And even the straight bar safety razors, the gap typically is wide enough too that you're not going to get it gunked up. Even if you do, you just rinse it out. But it comes out a lot easier than those cartridges that you have to like bang and everything else. And when you're doing that, you're dulling the blade. So
yeah, you wear those things out fast.
Typically, cartridge razors are more expensive. I mean, I remember not too long ago, it was like $20 for 4 cartridge razors. So we would try to make them last, especially when I was in college. I would make one last for like months, six months. Absolutely. So you're hurting yourself. So not only are you already hurting yourself with these blades, now you're hurting yourself even more using dull blades on your face that are diseased and everything else. With a double-edged safety razor, you can, I mean, they cost pennies on the dollar. Whereas those cartridge razors cost $4 for $20. Double-edged blade, you can get a 100-pack for between $9 and $15.
Dude, so I want to find out who did the marketing.
Yeah, right? You can use one once and then toss it after. You can always theoretically use a sharp blade on your face. I use it probably about three, no more than that, and then I recycle it after the fact. It's also no plastic, too.
No, you keep those Mach 3 razors around like they're family heirlooms or something because they're so expensive. All right, so I'm becoming a convert here. So we're looking at it, man. I had no idea. Okay, because one of my fantasy dreams has always been like if I was super rich, I'd be like, I'm throwing this cartridge away next time. They give me a new one, because the new ones are like awesome.
Exactly. Always a new ketchup. I never use the same bottle of ketchup twice. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. You know what? Every stroke, give me another razor. Here we go.
Yeah, exactly. Just a hand comes into the frame. Actually, I don't even want to do it myself.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to save this for this or that because we're going to play some this or that in a minute. I want to ask you about barbers. But there's people who have an eye. When I go to the barber, sometimes they'll do edging with the single, what do you call those?
A Chevette.
Is that what you call it? Okay, a Chevette.
Yeah.
Just a razor with nothing on it. I'm like, dude, that's what you use in the movies to cut the bad guy's throat, okay?
It's close. Typically in the movies, you're using a straight razor, which is the one blade. Chevette is like the bastard child of a double edge and a straight razor. It's actually a double edge blade snapped in half that they put inside the Chevette. And they use that. So they have to use those nowadays rather than the straight razors because of sanitary reasons. It changes from state to state, but typically you can't use the same blade on different people's faces anymore like you could back in the day.
Okay.
Because people are leaving the barber and dying days later from sepsis and everything else. In fact, Walden Pond, Thoreau's brother, died of just that. Like weeks before he went out to Walden Pond. That's one of the reasons why he got away. It was because of his brother's death. Due to a nick he got at the barbers.
By the way, when I was watching your YouTube video, you're just talking about you don't get nicks with this double-edged razor, but you.
You can, but you won't get them as often as you would with a multi-blade cartridge razor. I mean, once you get the technique down, you're good to go. But I mean, just like anything else, I mean, you don't use pressure with one of these. You let the weight of the razor do the work. That's one of the big differences when you make the switch. For anyone listening right now who just ran out and bought a safety razor, remember, don't press it against your face. There's no need to. You don't need to do that. Just let the weight of the razor do the work at a 30-degree angle. So I want to get that disclaimer out there.
Okay. Yeah, because with the Mach 3s, it's like press.
Yeah, you got to do that. It's like scraping. But with a safety razor, you don't need to do that. That was never the case.
It's
a little bit of a learning curve, but it's not much. I mean, you get a few shaves in and you got it. And that'll change from different safety razors, different safety. They all handle a little differently. Not too differently, but you know, some of them you need to learn them before you burn them, really, at the end of the day.
Gotcha. So let's say we've got your three tips for going from the cruel razors to the double-edged safety razors. What do you want people to know? What's the three tips for going to the old school? I guess that's what we're talking about.
Okay, get yourself a good shaving brush.
Okay.
If you're vegetarian or vegan, they make plenty of fine synthetic knots right now. All I sell is synthetics, actually, because the quality's come a long way over the last few years. I actually find them better than animal hair brushes. So you need a good brush and a good puck of soap and a good safety razor. Three-piece safety razor I recommend starting with before you move on to a butterfly or an adjustable or anything like that. So you just need those three elements. Brush is great. I haven't even talked about this. This is
let's talk about that because I look at that and that's a lot of extra work in the morning, right? Getting the soap and the brush and all that stuff.
Oh, it's totally worth
it. Tell me more about it.
You know, I mean, everybody's talking about skin exfoliation these days, especially for guys. They're just selling this stuff to us now. And which I think that does more harm than good too. You see a lot of guys walking on the street with these shiny foreheads. Uh-huh. That's from overexfoliation. I know exactly what they're doing. This is the natural way to exfoliate. Actually, you know what? Shaving is the natural way to exfoliate. There's nothing more exfoliating than dragging a blade across your face, but we won't even go there. So to stimulate the skin and start off the shave, you would use shaving brush. You would use hot water with the soap. So now you're using hot lather, not this cold stuff coming out of a can. So now the pores are opening, the skin is loosening up, the whiskers are absorbing warm water. It's just nothing more soothing than using hot lather. They don't tell you that either, but that's what we're talking about here. And then you're applying it with the brush with a circular motion around your face, which is stimulating before the shave, preps the skin, and it also exfoliates. So there's that. There's a whole soothing tactile element to it that you just don't get with goo in a can. So that's what you do. Yeah, you would apply that first, lather it up. There's a little bit of a technique and a learning curve there as well, learning how to build a lather with a brush, but it doesn't take much time, and there's plenty of videos online that'll teach you how to do that properly. So once you get the hot lather on, you're letting it sit there for a little bit, just giving the whiskers a little bit of time to absorb the water.
Yeah.
And then you begin your first pass. And then after that, this is where a lot of guys fall into the trap of chasing a baby butt smooth shave, is they'll feel their skin and notice there's still whiskers there and like, oh, I got to get that again. And they do. And now you're going down this rabbit hole. You're chasing this close shave. And once more, you're hurting yourself doing this because the whiskers are tricking you. As I mentioned at the top, they're absorbing more water. So they're getting fatter and thicker. So they're tricking you to think that they're still there. But if you wait a half an hour after you're done with that shave, that pass, before, don't hit them, sit for an hour, they'll lose the water that they're retaining and they'll go back down and you'll realize, hey, I have a damn fine shave. There's no reason to chase that. So don't fall for that trick while you're shaving, thinking there's still stuff, it's still whiskers you have to hit. They're going to be gone in a half an hour after that shave.
Dude, you're completely getting me to go like, I've just been doing this wrong my whole life.
Yeah.
I see the commercial with the little hairs and it's like, got one, got two. And then it's not there. Just do it again and use the fifth razor shave.
Yeah.
All right.
And I bet you get razor bumps. I bet you get razor burn. I bet you buy products to deal with all that stuff on top of it.
Yeah. I don't, but my brother and people that I know do. I got lucky. I can just like shave and it's good.
Good for you. Good for you. But a lot of people, even me.
I got to try it, you know, if nothing else, I want to try it just because you're talking like truth here and I got to.
It's a game changer. Once people turn to this traditional forms of shaving, they never go back to cartridge razors ever.
Okay. I got to ask you about this because the brush, you know, and the lather, because you got that little Gillette edge can and you go and you put it in your hand and like that, and then it foams up and it's like you rub it on and all of a sudden it just makes a lot of stuff. You're saying don't even use that. You go with traditional. What about the foamy stuff in the can? The foamy stuff, not the gel. No good either.
Foamy stuff, all that stuff. The fact that it's in a can tells me that there's other chemicals in there, propellants that are in there, and they have no business being on your face. You just want to use a good old-fashioned shaving puck soap with natural ingredients. Just everything that needs to be in there is in there, you know? Mm-hmm. With the canned stuff, you're getting a little bit of soap, and then alcohols, propellants, and then moisturizers to combat those alcohols and propellants. I mean, again, they deal you the problem and the solution every time. I mean, it's like you just bypass that and use good old-fashioned shave soap.
Yeah, I don't even know where to get old-fashioned shave soap. I just go down aisle 7 and there's the can.
You're going to have to do some shopping online in that case. Like we're artists and soap.
You sell it.
That's what we do. There's lots of out there now. We were one of the first 5, though, back in the day when we came out onto the scene. Now there's hundreds, so you can find it now. It's come back. It's here. So
yeah, the only people I know online are like I think Harry's is online.
Oh, that's cartridge razors though.
Really?
Yeah.
So forget all the other people. We're coming to you. We're coming to Phoenix Shaving. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
We'll just go to Phoenix Shaving. I'm not even going to ask who the competitors are. I'm going to put it up on the screen there so everyone can see it. PhoenixShaving.com. And for all you guys who are listening and not watching, it's PhoenixShaving. SHAV.ING. PhoenixShaving.com. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, for all those watching, you're probably wondering about the elephant in the room. I do shave, though. You got to shape the beard. I have a beard right now. We sell male grooming products, as I was telling Michael at the beginning of this.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly testing all of them, and I'm currently working on new beard oils for this coming cooler season. So I have a full beard happening right now.
How long did it take you to grow that beard? Because like
not
this
long.
Right here, this is like 5 days of not shaving. So I'm
yeah, exactly. It'll grow. It'll come in. I mean, probably this, what we're looking at, probably a month.
Okay.
But I still shave every day because no one wants or needs a neck beard. So I'm always shaping it and trimming it and everything else. It takes a steady hand.
Yeah. You got to get the what do you call it? The nice smooth edges here. You got to edge it up and everything.
So. Oh, you're talking about the template that they're selling now?
Oh, no. I didn't even know there was
a template.
No, there's a template for shaving your face.
Yeah, for guys that need to, like, I don't know, that can't eye it, I guess. You put this template over and you can trace out the goatee, not the goatee, the chops or whatever. Like, uh-huh. I've seen all that. They sell everything, right?
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah. I've seen it all.
Okay. I'm going to try it. You know what? I'm actually really going to try it. Even though I only shave like once a week, I'm going to do it. See what it's like.
Another thing too is if you only shave once a week now,
yeah.
Once you get into this, it's so addictive and so soothing. Like for example, I sell over 70 different fragrances in the forums and groups, the shaving forums and groups. That's right. Those do mm-hmm. exist. People do SOTDs or shaves of the day. And every day they're posing, they're, you know, taking a photo of the different razor they use, the different brush, and the different soap and aftershave combo they use. And they have a huge collection of all these. They mix it up every day.
Wow.
So it becomes, I talk about a rabbit hole. Like it sucks you in. You know, a lot of people return to traditional shaving to save money, which is a joke because it in itself is another rabbit hole where you're just like, oh my God, I had no idea this existed. But I mean, we make scents that smell like, you know, chocolate cake, chocolate bourbon, the beach, whatever's, and the, you know, the easiest way to travel back in time is through your nose. So I mean, like it talk about nostalgia. You can smell like your dad did in 1978 if you wanted to. I mean, there's just all these scents are still out there, and like it really is just the morning ritual of shaving is it's comparative to the green tea ceremony these days. It's just soothing. It's time for yourself to get away from the kids or work, whatever. And this is your time. And it really, it's just taking on this whole new thing. It's not like it once was where it was just another chore. Like it's comparable to brushing your teeth. Now it's like its own, it's a hobby for many.
I had no idea. I mean, like, it's like fine wine collecting.
It really is. Especially when it comes to artisan soaps. I mean, we're talking about fine fragrances here. I do perfuming for shaving soap and everything, like the traditional perfuming too, is what I studied. So it's all coming into this niche, which is growing every day.
That's amazing. Now I just have to go with this. Then a lot of times, you know, you see on the what was it, the Aqua Velvet Man? You got the
girls,
like, you know, petting the guy's face.
Yeah.
Is that the scents? Are those part of a thing? Because you know, mostly you think about women wearing perfume, not men so much as cologne, but is that what it is now with the shaving?
It's they call it face-turbation. Face-turbation because it's such a close, smooth shave that you find yourself rubbing your face all day long, like waiting for the next shave, and then the fragrances too. Like, you know, a good fragrance is it is made up of a top note, a middle note, or heart note, and a base note, and they work like actors in a play. Different ones come forward throughout the course of the day, then go back. And like, so it changes its shape and form throughout the course of it. A good fragrance, that is, mm-hmm. and a good aftershave especially. So yeah.
Is it because of the heat of the skin or what?
Well, I'm sorry.
Is it because of the heat from the skin or just?
Yeah, well, it's a few things. Yeah. Heat of the skin. So there's that dry down and that evaporative effect. There's also individual body chemistry. So a fragrance on me may smell different than it smells on you. That has to do with diet, has to do with time of year, has to do with different things. So all this plays into it. It's really like like an intimate experience, you know. We also sell solid colognes because of this that hang out closer to the skin. It's more for you than for anyone else. They don't project like an aftershave or a cologne or an EDP. So even solid colognes, and you can reapply that during the course of the day, but it really, it's like a drug almost. It takes you somewhere. It's amazing.
You know, we didn't even talk about aftershaves, because I know sometimes when I go to the barber to do the thing in these shaves, puts this stuff on and just slaps it on. It's like I want to jump out of the chair because it like stings.
Yes.
It's like
that was back in the mix and people dying back in the day. That's why aftershave was originally invented as an antiseptic. Uh-huh. So you had, because again, they were using the same blade on everybody throughout the day. So you needed to use an antiseptic to kill anything on there. So that was the first reason they were using aftershaves. The scent really was an afterthought. In fact, a lot of companies back in the day that were doing shaving soaps and aftershaves, they wouldn't match the fragrances a lot of the time. And often the aftershave would be fleeting. You know, it lasts for maybe 20 minutes, 15, yeah. 20 minutes, then it'd be gone. So you could mix, you could throw on a cologne after the fact and it wouldn't, you know, compete with it. Nowadays, what we do actually is I make aftershave colognes. So it's got all the face-saving ingredients of a traditional aftershave, but the staying power of Barry White or of a cologne. You know, it's just, it'll last 8 hours. You might even smell it the next day, depending on your body chemistry. So it's like a 2-in-1.
Dang. All right, man. You have made a believer out of me, and I'm going to try it without a doubt. I'm going to try it because apparently I've been doing it wrong and I feel it now. It's like, Michael, what is this piece of crap you've been using? Go.
I'm telling you, you'll be known as the traditional shaving guy at the party. Like, you'll be talking about it to everybody. It's really, you'll be obnoxious real quick.
You know what's funny? I don't drink, I don't smoke or do that. It's like, I shave, man. That's what I do.
Yes. No, I see it every day when we're laughing, but I mean, like, it's a hardcore hobby for a lot of men out there nowadays.
I'm gonna check.
But they finally got permission. Like, back in the day, you really couldn't talk about this stuff. I really was like, now it's here. You know, guys are talking about it more, skincare, all that stuff. It's just a shave new world, if you will.
You know, it's funny because when growing up, you're like, your dad's supposed to show you how to shave the first time, and really what he just shows you is, here's the razor, here's the soap, and you see me do it, figure it out.
Yeah, I was actually lucky because my dad inherited a couple traditional razors from my mother's father, and so on the weekends when he didn't have to rush off to work, he would do a nice old-fashioned slow shave, traditional shave with those, and he would set me up on the chair, on the little, you know, little stool next to him, and give me the other razor without the blade, but lather me up, and like, you know, we'd both be there doing our thing. So that's, I got awesome. An early education.
That's awesome. Yeah, most dads, I got no time for that. Just squeeze it out of the can and put it on Barbasol. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what is there to teach? But there's a lot of subtle, a lot of barbers are rushed through the shaving part of being a barber. It might be just a weekend course or a certificate course. But the guys in my hobby know a lot more in regards to shaving than most barbers nowadays. There's barbers actually that coming into the hobby to learn more about the subtle art of shaving. Because it is.
I'm blown away that it's a hobby. I did not know that. And this today has been like, bam.
People minds.
You are blowing my mind. Yep. So let's do this. I want to learn more about Douglas Smythe. I want to just ask some questions. We're going to play a little game of this or that. And I'm going to give you two choices. You can choose one or the other, but not neither or both. And you can explain yourself if you have to. And they'll start out easy, maybe get a little harder, maybe not, because we've gone over a lot. So how about morning shave or evening shave?
Morning.
Okay. How about short strokes or long strokes?
Oh, well, it depends if I have a beard or not. If I have a beard, I'm forced to do shorter strokes. But shorter, you know, at the end of the day, you have more control over the shave if you take your time with the shorter strokes.
So, like, even if you were going to shave off your beard right now, what would be the process to get rid of it and just go back?
First I would take it down with clippers, electric clippers, take it down as close as I could.
Okay.
And then I would hit it with I would lather up and hit it with the blade. But yeah, I would do, you know, without the beard, I could do longer strokes. But the thing is, the longer the stroke, the more clogging you can get in the razor, which now it's blocking the blade, it's dulling the blade. So shorter strokes are probably the way to go. You know, and I didn't even mention this, but that's another difference between goo in a can and traditional shaving soap is goo in a can, because of the propellants, it has a lot of air bubbles in it. So when you put it on your skin, if you looked at it through a microscope, you would see soap on your skin, air pocket, soap, air pocket. So it's not making a complete contact with your skin, providing the lubrication that you would need to drag a blade across your face. Unlike soap you're brushing into your face, it's getting total and complete coverage.
Oh, okay. By the way, and we'll just hit this for like 1 second and move on. A lot of people shave their, you know, nether regions. Same thing or different
manscaping.
Thing? Manscaping. Manscaping.
Yeah, people use the same tools, traditional razors and so on and so forth down there as well.
Okay, we'll do a whole show on that and bring some models.
I get asked every show I go on, they always ask about that.
It has to be asked, right? Fair enough. Let me see. If you're not a connoisseur, like I'm not yet, maybe I see it coming. Barbershop experience or home ritual?
That's tough, because if you can find a barber that's willing to use a straight razor on your face or even a Shavette shave, once you get that done, you don't have to shave for like two or three days after the fact. It's such a close, well done shave. If they know what they're doing, some of these guys really do know their craft. A lot of barbers, younger barbers today are what tattoo artists were in the 90s. Barbers are nowadays. Like, it's coming back, that whole scene, that whole culture. I think it's really cool. I think I have some part in that, but I mean, it's just that culture is coming back, and they're taking it a little more serious than just a job, which is a lot of guys did back in the day.
Okay, so I'm guessing you would go for the home ritual as opposed to the barber.
I do. Scene. I've been doing this for such a long time that look at me. I haven't been to the barber in a long time.
Oh my gosh. All right. Now there's different kinds of brushes. You said you sell the synthetic ones, but for people who want to go natural, badger brush or boar brush?
And then there's horse also.
Yeah, horse, yeah.
Yeah. Horse actually is really nice. It's a thinner hair though, and so much so that you have to comb it out when you're done. Otherwise it'll almost dreadlock. But I think boar would be good.
And when you're doing the brush, do you like dab it on first and then smooth it out, or how do you do the brush?
What you would do is wet the soap first, the brush, shake out the brush, then swirl the brush on top of the soap for a few swirls, maybe like 3 to 10 swirls. That's called loading the brush. Then you move it over either to a bowl or onto your face and start working up a lather.
Wow. I'm going to have to do some YouTube videos. I'm going to check your channel.
Yeah. Check out my channel.
I'm going to check your channel. Cold towel or hot towel?
Always a hot towel.
Always.
Well, you don't always have to use one, but if you're going to use a towel, hot towel. I didn't mention this either, but back to the bowl, there's also a shaving scuttle, which creates hot lather. It's a double jacketed bowl that you fill up the inner inside of it with hot water, not inside the bowl, but the jacket outside the bowl rather. And then you build a lather inside it. And so that keeps the lather hot the entire shave. There's all them types of toys out there now.
I feel like I've been missing out all my life.
And you have.
I'm about this new thing today. Yeah. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Well, it's like learning that there's something besides, you know, Pepsi, and you find Coke, or, you know.
Or like having that dream of your house and you find a new room. You're like, oh, right. This has been here the entire time and it's furnished.
Now, with the double-edged razors, you have, I guess, an adjustable or fixed blade. Which preference, or how does that work?
Well, they're all fixed when it comes to safety razors. Like, that's the thing. A safety razor was invented for guys who really didn't know how to use a straight razor. Mm-hmm. So it's set, it's fixed, the blade inside here, to the same angle as a straight razor, which is like 30 degrees.
Okay.
So open comb would be one option, this is a double open comb. This is what we brought to the market. But there's open comb, double open comb, there's straight bar. All great. The butterfly is a one-piece razor where the handle you turn and the doors open up on top, and you've probably seen this, and you drop the blade inside.
Seen that.
Those are cool and funky, and a lot of newbies will gravitate towards that because it's cool and funky looking. However, because of all the mechanism inside of it, I find it to be a little bit clunky up top and just a bigger head. It's tough to get close under your nose when you're using it. The head's just so chunky. So that's why I always recommend a three-piece to start with it at the very least. Get a feel for it.
So thought-provoking. And I think I know your answer on this, but shaving as self-care or shaving as ritual?
Oh, geez. Well, one might argue that ritual is self-care to some extent, but it would be a ritual, I guess, a daily ritual.
Yeah. How long does it take you to shave in the mornings? I mean, if you're going to, shave and be on.
Well, I'm a shower shaver, actually. I keep all my gear in the shower. No muss, no fuss, zero cleanup, really.
Exactly. It takes me
10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Okay.
But it can easily take someone, 30 minutes or an hour, however long they want to put into it. Especially when you're first learning, you want to get it right, so you take your time with it. But once you get everything down, you can fly right through it.
Can you shave by feel, or do you have to look in like a mirror in the shower?
Right. Use the force. A lot of guys, since I'm working around facial hair right now, I have to use a mirror.
Okay.
Well, I have to. There's guys out there that don't, though. There's lots of like shaving ninjas that, they just do it by feeling. Especially if you're shaving everything off, you don't need a mirror at all at some point.
I just do it by feel because.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. So how about timeless tradition or evolving practice?
An evolving timeless tradition.
There you go. by the way, what's the most, I don't even know if you judge them this way. Is it people are looking for special handles that you can't find anymore? Are they looking for the ones like this handle? I found it in a gift shop and it was $10, but it's worth $100. How do you, are there things like that?
You actually bring up a good, I think something I should have talked about earlier is you can still shave with antique razors as well. In fact, a lot of our modern designs are based off of stuff that was, that'll shave you just as good today as they did 75 years ago when they came out of the factory. So there's a lot of vintage Gillettes online that you can find. But typically what people are collecting are their birth year razors.
Okay.
You buy a razor from, the year you were born and like that, or the year your dad was born or whatever. But that's what a lot of guys have in their collection. I have a collection of vintage razors too that I will use. They still work.
So you're not worried about rusting out, or you just use them and they still work. That's it.
Yeah, it won't be rusty. They don't rust. There's different metals they use. If you do find a rusty one, I wouldn't necessarily use that. If I was to use it, I would be cleaned up. I would already send it off to get cleaned up or replated. Or there's lots of services out there that do this now. They're in great. These last forever. This is what I mean. Like they really were built to last. And, you can't make money off of something that was built to last. That's another reason why these, one size fits all cartridges are all the rave these days. It's all about money.
That's cool. So hand me down or new from the box? You got them all. Fresh from the box or hand me down?
It's really whatever mood I'm in that day. But I mean, I love my vintage razors too. They're really, I grew up collecting antiques and vintage comic books and all that stuff. So, it's finally I found something that was old and still something I could use and something of beauty, like form and function. You don't often get that these days. So
I am just blown away about everything we've talked about today because I did not know that it even existed. So thank you for that. I really appreciate it. I'm going to throw your website back up here again so people can see it at phoenixshaving.com. And you also, you've got a show that you do also. Are you doing that still? And
We stopped for a hot minute. It's been probably, we do it at conferences, at shave conferences. We'll do a live version. But we did it for 3 seasons. It was a morning shave show and it really wasn't shaving. A lot of the guys on YouTube you'll find are typically them shaving and talking to the camera. Ours was pretty much like Wayne's World meets Car Talk meets Antique Roadshow somewhere in the desert of Arizona, high on acid.
There you go.
It's very entertaining. You learn a lot of history and we catch you up quick to traditional shaving tips, tricks, and hacks, and so on and so forth.
I love it. So that's I'd Lather Be Shaving. I'd Lather Be Shaving.com. I'd Lather Be Shaving.com for you guys that can't see it on the screen. This has been an absolutely fabulous and fascinating conversation for me. It really has. And so for all you guys that want more, A Funny Way of Looking, we're on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right now. And we just started a brand new newsletter. It's you can get it at afunnywayoflooking.news, which is kind of cool and fun. First edition went out today, which is the 28th of, what is this, August, right? And we'll see you guys in the future. Thank you very, very much, Douglas, for being on. I learned a lot. I love it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, guys. And we'll see everybody else later.